This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to look at something here now. I preached 2 weeks ago at Island Community Church. Island is a church that I pastor here in Merritt Island, Florida. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We're going to hear something entitled The Doctrine of Christ. It probably is the most important message the Lord's ever given me to preach. And it comes out of 2 John verse 9 that says, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. Now, this is a look at what is it. That's what you'd want to know, right? There's a dire warning that if you don't abide in the doctrine of Christ, then you don't have God. So naturally, the question is, what is it so that I can abide in it? It's a look at seven things, though that's not exhaustive in any way. But it's a look at seven things that you must believe about the Christian faith. And if you don't believe them, then you don't have God. And we're going to go through each and every one of these. I'm going to prove to you through the Word how if you don't have all of these, if you don't agree with any one of these particular points, the Apostle John says that you don't have God. Now, that's what we're looking at here. For the rest of this week, I invite you out to Island Community Church Thursday night at 6 o'clock. We are in Revelation chapter 14. We're looking at some awesome scriptures here this week. We're looking at the Holy Spirit's warning not to take the mark of the beast, that there's no rest day or night for anyone that takes the mark. That's what we're looking at Thursday night, 6 to 7. We'd love to see you. Sunday morning, we are in the book of Galatians, chapter 3. We're looking at being baptized. Galatians 3:27, as many of us as were baptized into Christ. Does baptism save you? That's what we're looking at this Sunday morning. But now here in the meantime is part one of the doctrine of Christ.
We're looking today at the doctrine of Christ. Notice today there's quite a bit of scripture references. Boy, Cheryl, this is enough to keep you busy till next Sunday. What is the doctrine of Christ? On the sign outside the church, it says, who is Jesus? So the Lord put it on my heart here. Every week, the first Sunday of every year, to look at who Jesus is. What do you think? A good thing for a church of Jesus Christ to do? What do we believe? What do we believe about Jesus? The doctrine of Christ. So many people today run from this word doctrine. No doctrine around here, brother. That's old school. We don't want to hear none of that. Even Bible translations change it. Except for the King James and the New King James, you won't find the word doctrine in your Bible anymore. Because that's yesteryear. That's old stuff. Doctrine. Care about that. But God still cares about it. Right. Rudiments. Who is Jesus Christ? We're going to look at seven things of who Jesus is, and we're going to look at how if you don't believe in any one of these seven, we'll let the verse speak for itself. If you would please turn with me, 2 John, the little tiny epistle on the back of the Bible, 2 John, starting in verse 9, while you're turning there. Doctrine, the Greek word is didache, meaning instruction or teaching. The Lord Jesus Christ is called the great didaskalos, meaning teacher. It's almost a proper name for Jesus. Ho didaskalos, the teacher. So doctrine means teaching. Now, 2 John, verse 9, it says, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. Now, this Greek word here translated transgress is the Greek word parabeno. Para means alongside of. Beno means to go. Here's a couple definitions. Means to give up. Let me read this definition in this sentence, a couple of these. I'm looking at the word transgress here for a minute. Whoever transgresses. We could say, well, we don't say, this is a definition. The word means to give up. Whoever gives up and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ, does not have God. The word means overstep. Whoever oversteps and does not abide the doctrine of Christ. The word means go beyond what God's law allows. This is why it's a synonym for sin. You know, blot out my transgressions, right? Last definition, which is the one I want to run with today, is disregard. Which is what this means here in this context. To disregard. Everyone who disregards the teachings of Christ, I should say about Christ, everyone who disregards the teachings about Christ and does not abide or remain or, you know, camp out in, does not have God, Bible says. And yet, isn't that the number one thing that we see today? Right? The number one thing we see today is a faulty doctrine of who Jesus is. This is how you always can spot a false teacher and a heretic. It's not what they think about Moses. It's not what they think about Jabez. It's not what they think about Elijah. It's what they think about Jesus. Everyone who disregards the teachings about Christ, the teachings, the doctrine of Christ, does not have God. So the next logical question should be, what then is the true, or what is the genuine, what is the doctrine of Christ? What is the doctrine of Christ so I can abide in it, right? I think most Christians would say that. What is it so I can follow it? Now, I've organized this into 7 points. You've got the blanks there on your handout. 7 points that make up the doctrine of Christ. You have to cling to these 7 points. There's no room for fluctuation, no room for negotiations, no room for alterations, and no room for substitutions. I mean, certain things you can negotiate, I believe, because there are gray areas. You can negotiate, me and Jim were just talking about this a minute ago. What day to worship? Romans 14:5. How much to give to the church? That's 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. What kind of foods to eat? Romans 14:3. You've got the freedom to choose these things, what you want to do. Not so with the doctrine of Christ. There's no freedom in this. These are the essential doctrines of who Jesus is. These are non-negotiable. I'm going to show you today how important this is. Your personal theology. Also, let me ask, can you be a Christian if you don't believe? Or I should say, if you don't believe these 7, can you be a Christian? Number one on the list is Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. Now, for every one of these, there's at least one scripture verse to back every one of these. Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, Matthew 1:21. She shall bring forth a son, you'll call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin will be with child, and will bring forth a son, and you will call his name Emmanuel, which, being interpreted, is God with us. Maybe you say that's ridiculous. Who doesn't believe that? New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof says that belief in the virgin birth is evidence that conservative Christians are less intellectual. Then he says this, quote, most scholars regard the evidence of the virgin birth as being so shaky that it pretty much has to be a leap of faith, unquote. All right, I'll believe that one. Okay, it's a leap of faith. He condemns Christians for having to have faith in the virgin birth. Well, guess what? It says it in the book. I believe it. That's a leap of your faith. The Bible says that he was born of a virgin. It's a leap of faith. You know, the Bible says, I am the resurrection and the life. That's a leap of faith. All those who live and believe in me shall never die. That's a leap in faith. I believe that. You can call me less intellectual if you want, but I choose to believe God. I recommend you do the same. Otherwise, you're just wasting your time here. I mean, football's on in an hour. Don't waste your time. If you don't believe God, don't waste your time. Why is this so important? He's born of a virgin. Why do they scoff at this? Why is this non-negotiable, as I call it? Well, because if Christ was not born of a virgin, if the nature of Christ is not supernatural, but if it's just run-of-the-mill, then Christ was born with a sin nature. This is non-negotiable. You know, David said in Psalm 51:5, in sin my mother conceived me. Not with Jesus. He's not conceived in sin. He was born from above without a sin nature. He's the Son of Man and the Son of God. If you don't believe in this doctrine, then you don't believe in the doctrine of Christ, and according to the Bible, you don't have God. Because if you're right, then you're wrong. Does that make sense? If you're right and you don't believe in the virgin birth, if you're right, then you're wrong, and you're wasting your time. I can't save you. You can't string up Cheryl on a cross and die for you. I love Cheryl to death, but she can't save me. And if you're born with a sin nature, then you're no different than anyone else dying for you. It's supernatural. Let me ask a question. Ever seen a baby with a sin nature before? What are they? They're a little...
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.